Vandeham Sri Guru Sijuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Dagunatam Tantam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vidansha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vachanine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paskatya Vrishatadine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaitam Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yes. So, we will hear the dusk pastimes of Lord Krishna, which take place between 6 o'clock in the evening and 8:24. So, we continue where we left off yesterday. Batu or Madhu Mangal, Ram and Hari had all, after they had been bathed, they had all sat together and eaten a snack, just a small snack, not much, just to drive away the tiredness of the day. And right after this, the boys all leave Nanda Bhavan and go to the wonderful roads of Nanda Bhavan to the Goshala. By that time, all the streets are lit with lights like this one, and there's this beautiful, relaxed atmosphere in the houses. People sing, cook, relax, have time for easy conversations like this. And everyone is, of course, very happy to look outside the doors and see the beautiful Krishna dressed in a cow milking outfit. His dhoti is not very long. It is only up till here. He has a turban on. It's a white turban. And there is a row of pearls. And all this is so aesthetic. It is reminding that yes, soon there will be milk and drops of milk all over. So Krishna is dressed for the occasion. He's a perfect dresser, Janeshwara Prabhu wears this. For every occasion, he just has the best dress. At this time, Dhanishta has collected Krishna's remnants from the snake and brought the remnants to Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani thought, with these snakes of her beloved Krishna, her life is returning back. And the separation from Krishna, which was very strong during the day when Krishna was out herding the cows, is now starting to be cured with the medicine of the snacks, and the snack remnants. And she asks about Krishna, and Tulsi Manjari has all the news. She was there watching Krishna eat, and brings all this news and says, now Krishna is on his way from his father's house to the Goshala. There will be milking in the Goshala. So if you want to see your beloved Lord, go to Pavan Sarovar. On the banks of Pavan Sarovar is the old Goshala. And there, on the banks of Pavan Sarovar, please listen to what is there. There's a Chandrastali. Chandrastali means a moon tower. It's a tower where you climb. Siddha Yogini, you might find interest in this. You're hearing even, yeah. You climb, and from there you watch the moon. You're closer to the moon. But there is a much more attractive moon in Braj than the normal moon. It's Krishna Chandra, who is the normal moon will pacify and soothe our life. You know, when there's nice moon. Now is Amavasya. There is no moon. It's pitch black, and we feel would be nice if the moon returns. So Krishna is not just physically soothing our nerves, but Krishna is soothing our anxieties and our worries and so on. So she, Radha, looks from the moon watching tower down to Krishna and sees Krishna milking near the banks of Pavan Sarovar. So before Krishna arrives, Nanda Maharaj is in the Goshala and oversees every detail of the milking procedure. But he is distracted. He thinks, when will Krishna come? You must know that in Braj, really everything turns around Krishna. They may milk the cows, but they do this in the hope that they can look at Krishna, that he comes to milk the cows also. They may watch an entertainment, but they are only there hoping to catch a glance when Krishna comes in the evening and joins the entertainment. Because Krishna is really their need. They cannot live without Krishna. When Krishna left Vrindavan, he heard sometimes news of his cowherd friends. The cowherd friends were lying as if dead in the valley with his presence. The cows would not eat new grass, but they kept the grass in their mouth which Krishna gave them the evening before he left for Mathura. So it's year old grass, but they don't want to swallow it. They want to keep it because it was given for Krishna's hands. It is special importance. You can see this is how what love of Krishna means, no? And you may see, oh, when will even a fraction of this love come in my heart, then my life could be useful. So Nanda Maharaj is distracted, and then finally Krishna bursts and comes. He's always so joyful. he dances into the goshala with his friends. They all come, you know, and bring a fresh breeze of excitement. And they are greeted by the mooing. The cows move. The calves cannot move so powerfully, but they move a little, and even the bulls moo. Now the cows have kept so far the milk in the udder, but when they see Krishna, it becomes released and wettens the ground. And do you know what the calves do? Out of joy, they, I don't know how to describe it, they, in yoga you make the handstand, so they somehow go on the front legs and they kick the hind legs together in the air out of joy that Krishna has now finally come. And Krishna is of course very pleased, and he goes over to the cows and sometimes the bulls and scratches their neck. By the way, this is one activity to please Krishna. If you can find a cow and here scratch the neck, Krishna becomes pleased because he loves the cows very much, and when they are pleased, he's also pleased. Krishna then calls out the names of the cows, and the cows all put their ears like this to put the sound of Krishna's calling out for them like nectar into the cups of their ears. They hold it there. So this is a beautiful description of Braj. Everyone wants to have the attention of Krishna. So you know how the bulls do this? They start to fight with each other. Have you seen bulls fighting with each other? It's quite, better go in the distance, you know, it's quite. But they do this only to get the attention of Krishna. And Krishna looks, but he's more interested to see the calves. He likes this more. More oil lamps are being lit, and there is, by now, the cows mooing. It's almost like kirtan, and the birds chirping as they safely settle in their nests. So let me see here what I can. So after this is finished, Nanda Maharaj gives a big dinner, and all his brothers, which are four brothers, they sit on his right side. The older brothers sit, and on his left side the younger brothers sit. And right in front of them, Krishna and Balaram take their seats. Then the brahmanas are served first. And the wonderful meal, and Madhu Mangal, he starts to joke. He says, actually it is known that the brahmanas are the second born. So Nanda Maharaj, because he is serving the brahmanas, he's actually a vaishya, he is also second born. But there is even a higher birth than being second born. Everyone thinks, what is a higher birth than then the Dvija, the second birth, Madhumanga says, it's when one eats the food that is cooked by Radha Rani. A proof of this is Dovasa Muni. Dovasa Muni is actually always very angry. But once Radha came over the, she crossed the Yamuna with her friends, and they served the angry saint sweet rice. And then his tongue, which is always so bitter, became sweet, and he praised Krishna and the gopis. So by eating Radharani's remnants, one gets a higher situation than the Brahminical birth, which is shown, proved, because Durvasa Muni was twice born Brahmana, but he ate the sweet rice from Radharani's hand and lost his anger. This is the whole idea of Braj. When we are in Braj, we somehow must connect to Srimati Radharani. She's the queen of Vrindavan, and even when we have troubles and we are suffering from various problems, if we come in contact with Radha by praying to her, Radha will be very satisfied with us. And that's why in Vrindavan everyone takes always shelter in Radha, and Radha Naam is everywhere, like there, on all trees and walls, because she helps even those who have Brahminical inclination to become very properly situated. Therefore, devotees think, Radhe, Radhe, Radha Rani, Radhe, Radhe, Radha Rani, Radhe, Radhe, Radha Rani, Radhe, Radhe. So there's one scene with which I would like to end. In one evening meal, a very special soul took part, who had entered the world of Braj for the first time. His name is, in Vrindavan, Sarup. His name here in this world was Gop Kumar. Gop Kumar. So he had attained his Vastu City. That is, Vastu City is when you actually are no longer in this world. There's another city before that, when you are in this world, but you can see already Krishna's pastimes. But Vastu City is when you have left the world and you participate in Krishna's pastime. So Sarupa was there in the for this wonderful meal. He was sitting next to Krishna, and Krishna fed Sarup with his own hand. Take this, my dear friend, take this, and he fed him. Then Srimati Radharani came. She had her zari like this, covered, and she was distributing Manohar Ladus. They are outside from like a milk sweet and have some crushed things. crushed nuts and so on. There were small round ones and large flat manohar ladus. And she's without looking at Krishna, because she's very shy and she doesn't want that her love is seen in the public before the elders, she put a plate on Krishna's left side with this manohar ladus. And Krishna looked at them and could understand they are from, they are cooked by Radha, not just served. And very carefully he picked one up with the fingernails and put it on his tongue. But then, to make jokes, he made a face. of disgust, as if these manohar ladus tasted like bitter neem. Krishna's brother Balaram smiled, and Yashoda became very upset with Radhika. Don't you know how to cook sweets? My boy likes to eat sweets. And Nanda Maharaj expressed surprise. Radhika can cook so nicely. What happened with her mantra ladus? And Radhika's innocent girlfriends terrorized. Manohar ladu is not sweet, pleasing to Krishna. And Radha's competitors, when they heard about this, were very jolly. Radharani blew it. She made a mistake in the manohar ladu. So, Sarup, you must know, is born in Radhika's family. Krishna put him under the care of Sri Damsaka, the brother of Radharani. So she's, Sarup is in that, you know, under the care of the brother of Radha. So he's there. And Krishna threw all the manohar ladus on the plate of Sarup because he pretended he didn't like them. So Sarup tastes, but they were so sweet and so wonderfully cooked that he was surprised, and then he understood Krishna made this show so that he would eat a ladu cooked by Radha. Remember, the real initiation in Braj is not Brahmin initiation, it's when you eat food from Radha's plate. So Sarup eats them all the one, the round ones and the flat ones. So Radha looked secretly at Krishna, and then she arched her eyebrows in a gesture. She says through this, I have understood what you wanted to do. And Krishna nodded his head, yes, I wanted to give the newcomer your ladus, your manohar ladus. And Krishna smiled, and Radha then is satisfied with the gentle smile of Krishna and his sidelong glance. Because you must know, Krishna always jokes and then he looks to the side. And at that time, you know, Sarup sees all this and understood he is Vidakta Shiromani, the jewel of the playful people. He's just so playful, our Krishna. And he's only pretending that he does not appreciate the manohar ladus. He's appreciating them very much and wants to give Sarup the chance to be initiated into Braj Bhakti. Then Krishna washed his mouth and said, is there some pan to chew after this, the bitter laddu? And then he changes the taste, and looking at Radharani, he puts the pan in his mouth. This is where we will end for today, but just so that you know the playful activities of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world, which have in this case a very compassionate aspect to them, no? Very compassionate, because he's thinking of the benefit of Sarva. My dear devotees, where will we find such a merciful Lord? It's in the day I read, Krishna is always attentive to his devotees. However, the devotee to get Krishna's mercy must come into a humble and a prayerful mood. Rain falls everywhere equally. In the same way, Krishna's mercy is, especially in Vrindavan, everywhere. But those high mountain tops cannot hold the rain. Only the lakes and pools can hold the rain. So if you are a mountaintop devotee, you will not be able to hold the mercy. You must become a devotee who is lean, who is humble, and he will catch the rain of Radha's and Krishna's mercy. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.